You are listening to the Expat Talks podcast by Foreigners Agency. In this podcast, Andrea, the CEO of Foreigners, interviews expats living in the Czech Republic, talking about challenges, experiences, and life obstacles they met during or after their relocation. Stay tuned and enjoy the podcast.
Because of love 12 years ago. I am very interested to hear the story. His working field is IT, he works in IBM, and he loves traveling. Besides Italy, he visited more than 30 countries around the world. As an energetic person who loves meeting new people and organize events, he is involved in the GuideX project, providing amusing experiences for expats in Brno. Is that right?
Yes, but not only that, but many things.
Yeah, we will get to that. So welcome, Alessio. Thank you for accepting my invitation for Expat Talks.
Thanks, Andrea. And guys, I give you a hug to Andrea from everyone.
So this was a hug for everyone. Great, Alessio. I have quite a few questions for you. So I hope that you will tell us everything, You came to Brno because of love, so can you tell me the whole story?
The whole story, it is a really crazy story. I came like during like a weekend here in Brno, I met a girl, and then we were like in contact, and then I left from Italy, went to Ireland for 2 years. Time she was studying and we were like meeting time to time. Then I left, she finished the school, the university, then I left Ireland and I went back in Italy because she liked more Italy than Ireland, of course.
But was she Czech?
Yeah, Czech from Brno.
Oh, okay.
So then she came to live with me. I managed everything. We were together for like, okay, I won't speak there. Sorry. we were like together in Bologna for 3 years. Then she was not so like happy to Bologna, in Bologna, she wanted to move close to family, so I found the offer of a job and we immediately moved here in Brno. And I was here with her for 1 year together more, so in total it was 7 years and a half. And then after 7 years it finished. So I decided to stay here because anyway I was like enjoying the city. It was totally different for me because it was a city that it was a different mentality, and I enjoyed like this change also, you know, something that you are like all your life in Italy and then you know you want also to change. Someone prefer to stay all the life on one place, but you know, I like also to see something and to think in different ways, so nice. I change it.
Okay, that's awesome. So it's been 12 years ago since you moved in here.
First January 2017. I still remember when I went to my previous job and he said, hey, you know, I decide next week to go in Czech Republic. He told me, next week? Are you kidding me? I said, look, I found a job and I need to go. He told me, I hope you understand, I was really good with you. You were really great. And he told me, okay, you can go. It's no problem, I will pay full salary. Everything will be fine just because I really like you as a person and I hope you are happy.
So that's beautiful.
He left me to go.
That's beautiful. So 2007,
2007, first January, crazy. Long time ago.
Yeah, and can you, because it's been 12 years, can you compare Brno?
Oh my god.
What is now and what it was?
When I came here, I was like, oh my god, you know, you smell still communist, like on the air.
Here.
atmosphere, and there was not so many things like now is everything is new, everything is beautiful, everything is perfect. But at that time, you know, it was still like this old atmosphere that was okay, you know, nice. But it was not foreign. Even when I was going out, people was watching me like, "Are you from Italy? Oh my God! What are you doing here?" It was really like in the beginning. It was not foreign. Really difficult for me to meet foreign. So wherever I was going, it was like everyone was like hugging me. And was
really?
So,
everyone.
I remember it was like in a place and people was offering me to drink, you know, like just because it was Italian, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Now it's changed the completely. Everything is more open, the city. So there are a lot of like students, Erasmus, a lot of foreign that are working here. And the atmosphere is completely different. Because also there are like much more events, much more bars, much more things to do, much more festival. Every day, every week, there's just something interesting to do. But before, you know, there were like few bars, few places, and there was like almost nothing. I mean, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Okay, I'm going there. But now it's really like incredible.
Yeah. So why did you decide to stay here? Because the time it was not, you know, I guess it was really calm, much calmer than it's now.
Yeah, it was much calmer than now. I decided to stay the time for law for that year. When I finished law, I said, okay, I'm not going back to Italy, because it was a moment that in Italy started to be, in worldwide started to be this crisis.
Oh.
So all my ex, colleague that was laughing at me when I said I'm going to Czech Republic, and they told me, ah, are you going to East country in communist? You know, they were laughing at me, and then after like 1 year,
they wanted to come as well.
They were fired. The company was market closed.
Wow.
So at the moment I was like, said, hey guys, do you remember when you was laughing at me? And he told me, hey, shut up, you did the right choice, I don't know how you guessed it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and every time it's like this. It's already like three places changed, and three places after I left, they closed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Maybe it has some connection with you.
Yeah, after like 1 year, 1 year and a half, boom, closed.
Wow.
Also the one in Ireland before, when I was in Ireland, after I left, after 1 year, they closed it.
Wow, that's crazy. Interesting. And tell me, Alessio, when you arrived, because it's been really 12 years and it's quite a long time, did you experience some culture shock?
Well, apart, you know, that everything was looking like really like still in progress from communism. Well, there was not so much like I didn't have any like shock, cultural shock, you know.
You accepted everything.
I accepted everything. I said, okay, it's new. I needed to enjoy everything, bad and wrong. Sometimes, you know, here in Czech Republic, some people, especially old people, they have this way to talk that look like aggressive. but then I understand that is the tone of voice, and sometimes in the beginning, especially people, when I came here, they was complaining every time.
The foreigners who came here, the local Czech.
They were complaining about government, they were complaining about everything.
Yeah.
So I was saying, no, come on, it's nice, it's a great place, you know, it's growing, the economy is going up, you will see in 10 years it will be like same as other European city, and everything is going...
And now it's true.
I guess it.
You guessed it. Nice. You have so much energy. We are friends on Facebook for some time. We've met some time ago, and I see you always running around Brno and everywhere, traveling a lot. Where do you take so much energy? I think many people, you know, envy this.
I don't know. I think I need to say thanks to my mom. Because I think a partially is genetic for my mom, that she has a really great energy all the time. Whatever is happening, she's always the one that is positive. Mm-hmm. She never is negative for anything. If I go on, if I fall and I broke my hands, you know, it's I laugh because I see it as a great
experience. Okay, that's interesting. Did it ever happen to you that you broke your
here in Czech Republic, actually one time I fall from the bike when we had like the events, and they came the ambulance immediately after 2 minutes. I was talking about German mentality because for German mentality, I intend how they are precise and how everything is working really perfect.
Yeah.
So there is no time, no like dead time, you know?
Like...
When you just fall on the bike, a girl picked me up and was like this, and immediately there was an ambulance. And I said, wow, I just fall, there is already ambulance.
Wow.
And then came the police. And then I had like alcohol.
Yeah, they test you.
Yeah, the test alcohol.
Wow.
And it was before to come down on bike, I had like a glass of wine, so it was positive.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I enjoyed it, actually. It was a good experience.
Interesting. So you covered this, or you mentioned this German mentality. So do you see that we as Czechs have this German mentality?
Yeah, I see it. How everything is a punctuality,
mm-hmm.
efficiency, and also the way are you thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's changing really much the way our Czech are thinking. But 4 or 5 years ago, they were more like straight like this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They just go on that street. They don't want open to new pattern. When I was at work, I would say to my... Okay, I didn't say work. You know, sometimes I would say to people, hey, you know, if you do this way, it's faster and you have like more time after, you know, and it's faster and it's better and you have a much better result. No, we did this for 10 years, for 7 years. Why do you need to change?
Yeah, I can imagine. They don't want to change.
They don't want to change.
Yeah, or we don't want to change.
Yeah.
I'm Czech.
Czech, but the new generation has a mind open because I think there are a lot of foreign here and the foreign take also this culture from outside, this idea, this creativity, this way to think that is different from Czech, so they learn.
Yeah, definitely. I can feel this as well. Yeah.
So, is really interesting. Now when I say I have an idea, they always say, okay, which idea you have? Ah, I have this one. Okay, you know, it's really interesting. I think we can do it. And after like 1 year, they did it because someone up said to them to do it. Because no one do anything if there is no one up that said, hey,
Do it.
Okay.
That's really interesting. And how is it with Italians in Italy?
In Italy we are really creative. Whatever we do is creative. Even if we have like even financial creative feelings. Yeah, we have a lot of debts, but all the time we are trying to like make some magic trick.
I can imagine.
Yeah, we are really creative because anyway, we have a really great past, but also if you check the design, the architecture, we have a great architect, we have a great designer, fashion designer, all the designers are pretty much Italian, you know, mm-hmm. is famous, the Italian design. So we have a lot of creativity, but unfortunately the Italian are not able to make it like something that has like some value, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are losing a lot because yeah. big companies, especially when there are crises, they come in Italy and they buy all the know-how of like some leader in some field that is Italian, you know?
Yeah.
We sold everything.
Mm. So there is nothing much left.
Yeah, nothing much left. We are a leader in machine for ice cream. We have a Carpigiani, it's just close mm-hmm. by up. He's a leader, but you know, they are coming from Germany and they just buy everything.
Wow.
And then they move in China, on the move in Poland or Czech Republic because it's cheaper, so yeah. you know, it's always like that. And the economy is made, the politics is made not by politicians anymore, but it's made
like
from the market. Mm. The market decide what politicians should do is in every country of the world. When there are this big giant, they come and they say, hey, you know, you do this, you must do this, you must do this. Czech Republic was really good because, you know, he was able with European Fund to bring all this company here, you know. They paid basically with European Fund what they invested. I remember how much IBM invested here. And how much European Fund paid. And I was like, wow, that's why they are doing it.
Yeah.
Then, you know, the cost of people is cheaper.
Yeah, of course, the salaries.
The salaries and everything. It's like that.
It works like this.
Yeah.
That's it. And Alessio, I have something from another field. I know that you're organizing many events and gatherings and parties. So why do you do that? And tell us more.
Well, I like to meet new people and to stay with people. I'm a really social person and I really enjoy, you know, gathering people from different countries, for having like Czech people, and I like see them that they are happy, that they are enjoying, because in the end you don't organize events just, you know, that's you have fun. You organize events because you want the other one as a fan.
Yeah.
So I'm taking care of the time to see, hey, everything is fine. You know, I'm organizing another. Are you coming? We are going to hiking. We are going to that. And also it's really great for people to meet other people, to make this connection with other people. And I know like many of my friends that they go out with friends. They met on my meeting, someone is getting married with someone that's met on my meeting, and it's really great, you know. In the beginning I was really scared when I started to organize 11 years ago. I was really scared because I said, oh my god, I need to organize, maybe doesn't come anyone. But then I realized that if I don't do it, no one is doing it. And all the people in the end, they started to message each other if there's something to do.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, he's messaging me, he's messaging me. And then, you know, then I said, okay, let's organize. Even if there are like three people, it's okay. And then I start to organize with the couch surfing here in Brno. And we had a really huge events with like 100 people, 80 people, 70 people. It was like every weekend we had so many people. It was really, I was like, oh, how is possible that it's so easy? And then from that moment, I never stopped. Last year, I organized many, almost every weekend, I organized a picnic, the picnic night in Luzhanki.
In Luzhanki Park.
In Luzhanki Park. We gathered people. I organize on Facebook, I share with friends, on couchsurfing. Then the people are coming there and we play music from 8 until like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is taking drink, food, we have like all the time 5, 6, 10 people playing drums, guitar, violin, whatever, and we stay there all night. We enjoy like company.
Yeah.
We talk.
Beautiful. Okay. And tell me, what, how would you call your lifestyle? Because I know that you work, you travel a lot, you're organizing these gatherings and events. So how would you call that?
Well, I try to don't be bored. Because you know, the life of today, unfortunately, is like this. On Monday, you put your dress, you go to work for 5 days, and you are working 5 days. And then on weekend, you want to be immoral with this
immoral.
Immoral, yeah, because this is the system how it's working now. Basically, they want that you have a lot of productivity and efficiency, and during the weekend, no one care what you are doing.
Yeah.
You can be immoral, but on Monday you must dress like this and you must do your dirty job well and fast without to have any emotional or any pain or anything that can be human, basically. You have not anymore like a colleague or friends, but the system, I'm not talking about my company also, but every company, the system try to make you that you must compete even with your colleague.
Yeah.
So everyone is competing to be more efficient and to be close to computer. We are starting to become a machine. We need to leave all the emotion out, all what is human out, and we must be machine, like a computer. No sickness, no passion, nothing that is just like this, boom, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And this like opposite of what is on my mind, you know? Because I'm really passionate.
You're Italian.
I'm Italian, really like crazy. And I have like a problem also at work because of this, because they want that you are like this.
Yeah.
And when I'm just kidding with someone, I'm laughing, I have like some like looking like, why he's enjoying? He cannot enjoy here. He must work. Because if he enjoys, it means he doesn't produce, you know, he doesn't, he's efficient. There is this kind of mentality.
Yeah.
In a lot of company.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. So how do you fight this?
I try to fight on my own. I try to have my own like freedom from this.
Yeah, I saw that you were traveling a lot. So how do you do it? Do you usually earn money and then you go traveling?
Thank you, Andre. Earn money, I mean.
Of course, because you work, right? And it's necessary.
I try to save some money. Not because you know, here anyway, I decide to leave the path of career. I don't give about career.
Mm-hmm.
If when you have a career, you have an identity. And the identity is like, the identity is when you have like a career, you know? You have some role, you know? And this, when you have a role, it means you must like...
Follow the rules.
Follow the rules and work harder.
Yeah.
You know? Because you are... And for me, this, I said, okay, they offer me different position. I said, okay, I don't care. I want to be, when I'm out from here, when it's like 4 and I'm out, I want to switch and I want to be free, I mean, not thinking about anything.
Yeah, and then you go traveling and you organize this stuff, so there you feel that you're free and you're enjoying.
Yeah, and then I'm organizing the stuff and then I'm traveling. When I'm traveling, I always try to travel in a different way. I have many friends, all of my friends that are following, they know how I'm traveling. I like to travel basically with a really cheap budget.
Mm-hmm.
I really like sleeping on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Really I saw like some pictures.
I really like going, walking and asking the fisherman, hey, do you know if I can sleep here on this beach? And he told me, yeah, you can sleep here. And then after like 20 minutes, he offered me to sleep on this like wood house.
Oh,
he
nice.
Cooked for me fish and I stayed 5 days with him fishing and enjoying.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great. Do you do this in Italy or anywhere?
Well, I do it everywhere. Every time I'm traveling, I am really wild.
Okay, what does
that mean? I don't go in a restaurant, I don't go anywhere, I just, you know, meet people and I say, hey, you are cooking, are you doing food? Can I go to eat with you? I can buy some ingredients, you know, you can cook for me, so.
That's nice. Okay, how do people react when you ask them?
Well, they are super friendly because, as I said, taking this from the previous, talking, when you, especially when you travel in a country that is really poor, and people have this freedom because they don't have this identity made by rules and, you know, so they are totally freedom. They are happy because they wake up in the morning, they don't have any money, but they don't care.
Yeah.
They live day by day. And they live fishing, they live cooking in a restaurant, they sell fish in the restaurant, they, you know, like, doing like this. And then, you know, I feel, sometimes I feel, wow, how we in our world are so depressed and so, like, inside this bad flow of grow economy, the economy that must always grow. There is no way that doesn't grow. When it doesn't grow, everyone is desperate. And it's always this, you know, the market, what I was talking, and they don't care.
Of course not, yeah.
Most of people, they wake up, they say, I wake up in the morning, I'm going to jungle, I'm taking some fruits, I don't need money, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
And sometimes I really like think that we are missing something and they are much more human than us. This is the most interesting part. We have a passion for money, we are greed, and we are losing this part of humanity that these poor people, they have. You know, when you go in India, you meet people, they take photo with you, they offer you a fruit, they take you on his house to eat.
Yeah, they're hospitable.
You know, and you don't have anything. And here, we, oh God, we don't have such, you know, like humanity.
Yeah.
We are inside.
Yeah. What was the best country where you experienced this humanity? What was the best
India
experience?
Was really amazing. The Indian people are really incredible. I have like some friends from India here. I know, but they were really like, wow. Really, always so much fun with India. It was like in this, where they did the film.
Millionaire.
I was there also and I was like walking and I met this like boy and he told me, hey, you know, where are you from? What are you doing here? Come on, I will take you around. Where do you want to go? Yeah. And like this. And he didn't ever ask money, nothing. He was just happy to stay with me, to show me around.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And then you meet another person there that asks you, come here. And they start to talk, and we talk for like 3 hours about everything, about life, about Europe, about love, about every kind of things.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So yeah, I can see definitely that you love traveling and meeting these people. So tell me, Alessio, what is your weekly routine?
My weekly routine? Oh. I don't know if I can say.
Try.
Well, I'm doing home office on this last time. So I wake up in the morning and I work hard, really hard.
Of course.
I work really hard. I should say really hard.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And then when I finish to work at 4, I try to organize something all the time with friends. So I have I write to friends and they say, hey, you know, I saw there is a nice event tonight here. This is like a jam session. Let's go there. You want to go? Okay, I will organize it. I will write to all my friends. Let's go there. So I just started to write. And we go there to see the events, or sometimes I organize in advance. Mm-hmm. Like if I want to organize like for the weekend, I just organize, because in advance is better for, especially for Czech people, because they have all programmed for like one, when I was here it was like 1 month, now it's less. Now they are programmed for like 2 weeks. Yeah. Now you are getting like better.
Unless you think, not sure about.
No, you plan less in advance.
Oh, okay.
I feel
it's not my case. Okay, and how is it with your friends? Because you're mentioning them very often. So, do you have more international friends or do you have more Czech friends?
Well, I have like a lot of Czech friends here, but a lot of international friends from everywhere. I met also one girl 2 weeks ago. She's watching, I think, the video. Anna, I'm talking about you. She's from Tasmania.
Wow.
That is a small island on the south of Australia. And I was saying, oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing in the Czech Republic?
In Czech Republic. And today we went to cinema. Today we went with cinema and I realized I'm having so bad in Czech, because she's here from like 2 weeks or 10 days and she went to ask the ticket.
In Czech.
In Czech, perfect. And she did a so long sentence that I said, what? Normally I said, yeah, no prosim.
And they know what you mean.
Yeah, they know. Jedno prosim, Bohemian Rhapsody. And they say, okay. But this my friend, she did a really huge sentence. And I was like, oh, she learned 10 days, she's so good.
Well, so how is your Czech, Alessio?
Well...
after 12 years in the Czech.
After 12 years, well, I understand something. But I'm lazy to learn, and all my friends, they speak English now. Basically, English in Czech Republic is really incredible, because when I came here in 2007, there was no one who was speaking English. It was like impossible. Yeah. Now, everyone. I'm talking on the street, I'm talking on the tram, I'm talking everywhere. Everyone is speaking English. And
it's awesome.
I mean, it's really like, I was like, wow. Even yesterday I was talking with someone and I said to myself, okay, we'll never speak English. We were like watching like some game, you know, some sportive games. Okay, you will never speak English, you know, this guy. And then he was like speaking English and I was like, wow.
You see?
Yeah.
We improved.
Like, yeah, really much.
That's beautiful. And tell me, if you could bring anything from Italy, what would it be? I mean, you know, not the stuff which you can bring regularly, but if there's some custom or something.
Well, can I say the sea?
Yeah, actually, I thought so. You would say the sea.
I could say the sea. I could say that I would bring also. Well, here they have like food, now it's coming a lot of food. I remember like many years ago, it was difficult to find some food.
You mean like Italian food?
Yeah, yeah. Italian food. Mm-hmm. But now it's quite okay here.
What places would you recommend in Brno?
Well, if you want to buy cheese, you go in Gran Moravia, mm-hmm. for sure. Is half Italian and half Czech. This Italian, they came 10 years ago and last year.
Okay.
They came with me on the same time, 12 years ago. They bought this factory that was like in Litovel, and basically they had already company 200 years old in Italy, and they were like doing cheese in Italy. So they bring all the know-how here in Czech Republic, and they made from zero cheese that is called the Gran Moravia, and is the most selling cheese in Europe.
Oh, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Wow, we are buying that as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know the story.
Yeah, they started with 10 employers. Now they have 350 employers.
Wow.
They have they are the first company in Czech Republic that export the cheese. They export 45% of cheese from Czech Republic, and they.
Wow.
I know many things. I don't
yeah,
want to say too much.
Beautiful, but it's beautiful. I love this.
Well,
stories.
If you want to buy fish, you can go in Oserna 48. They have great fish. Or you fill the card, you can go to Makro. And cheese
restaurants. If you want to buy, if you want to go for it, really Italian.
Really Italian food. I think the guy here, Sergio Bellini. I think maybe you will watch also this video. He has La Castellana, and I think is the best Italian restaurant here for quality and price. Price is not like high,
mm-hmm.
and quality is really good. So I think is. It's a great place.
Great. So when you miss Italy, you go to eat there?
Yeah. Well, I cook.
You cook? Of course.
I cook every day. Even today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I cook every day. I really love cooking because, you know, it's like Italian passion. I was like with my mom on the kitchen every day, see how she was cooking. So I learn.
Wow.
And I love to cook for friends. So I organize like every week.
Some dinner,
yes, they organize with the guys a movie night, and they bring like five kind of different Italian cheese, and we had bruschetta, and we had like a great, amazing night until like 3 in the morning, from 7 until 3.
That's a long night.
Long night.
Wow, beautiful. All right. I have some different question, because you're an Italian, and as you said, you're, you know, good in design and arts, and we always know that Italians, they really dress really well and they are stylish, and so what do you think about Czechs?
Look at me, I lost my Italian style.
In the Czech Republic,
yeah.
Because of us.
Because actually I don't care so much. I think in the end I start to become a minimalist,
mm-hmm.
because I think the society today is wasting a lot of money for things that you use one time, two times in a year, or they just buy, they use a couple of times, and then they just put there. So we have like a big house to have all these big things that we don't use and that we buy just because of impulse, you know. You see, it's so beautiful. You buy and after 1 week, hey, but I'm not using this stuff. Why I bought?
Yeah.
You know, it's happening all the time like that. Great secret to don't buy things that you don't need is, for example, you see something, let's say in Amazon or some online, I don't want to do any publicity, whatever online site, you put on your wishing list, and in 3 weeks you check, and if you see that you still
like it
and you want it, you buy. If you think you don't like it, that you don't want, that you don't, you know, it was just impulse, you don't do it, you don't buy it.
So that's a tip from Alessio, the minimalist.
So I'm trying to be really like, for example, I stopped to buy processed food. Product with like palm oil or this like processed food with a lot of sugar. So I buy really like basic food, really healthy, let's say not processed food, vegetable food, and then you make your own food basically. And yeah, because we are consumism, this is the era where you want to buy everything, you know, you see jeans, you want that, you see that, you want that. Every day you want to buy things because you miss something. And with the shopping, it gives you the rewards to your brain to say, yeah, I feel good, I buy it, I bought something.
Yeah.
But this reward for your brain shouldn't be something that you buy, but should be something else that you are missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not the things
outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. You're very much into this thinking. I also saw some posts about ecology.
Yeah.
So you really care about the world and the impact as we human beings, the impact what we are doing. And what we are causing to the planet, and also all this consumer style and this. So how can you live in this world, you know? I mean, don't you ever get depressed that we are...
Well, I get depressed every day when I watch like news where they kill 160 elephants to take the tusk, where they in Brazil, for example, they kill the Indians, or they grab the land of the Indians to make like soya field. Are you can be sad? I mean, this is really depressing.
Yeah.
Because the market should grow. Everything should grow all the time. And there is one tree is not good. I mean, this is like our society now. We are really so much greed and so much passion for money that is really every day when I wake up and I said, how people can kill someone to grab the land? How people can kill an animal to make money from meat?
Yeah.
Isn't it like that we are losing like something?
Yeah, it is. And how do you deal with this? With these feelings, because I can imagine that if you watch the news every morning, you really get depressed.
Yeah, I get depressed every morning when I check, eat, I share it, and then I said, okay, there are so many people amazing around me, so many great people, I know so many of them that are with me and are against it, and probably around the world there are like many, many people, and we need to learn to have a moral on your daily your daily choose, right?
Choice,
yeah. So you must be careful every time when you buy something to buy the things that is really like the one that is with your personality. If you are a consumist, you don't care to buy a pair of jeans that costing 20 euro made by a child in Vietnam or wherever, you buy it. But if you are like a conscious and moral, you don't buy it. I always checking if there is a palm oil. I check all the time if it's like a product that there is like some sign that can be like something that doesn't destroy the forest, that doesn't like kill animal. So I'm checking, because now the next step for humans is to realize that the market is not all, and we need to put our moral up to the market.
About the market?
Yeah, about the market, you know? Because the market is made by people, by daily choices. If everyone decides tomorrow to don't buy any product that has palm oil, you will see that they will stop to destroy the forest in Indonesia. Or if you don't buy some products, you really like make a choice. And I'm doing a lot of like also digital marketing, sharing this fact, because I wanted my friends knows that we can't go more. We will be extinct probably in 140 years or 200 years if we continue like this, because we will have 10 billion people in 2050, and the market should still grow because all these people need food.
Yeah.
How you make food? There is a great technology. Netherlands has a really amazing technology with the LED, with all these like with the panel, solar panel. There is a great technology. It stay only on us saying, okay, we need the forest, we don't destroy forest, we protect animal, we need the animal, we need the insect, we need the bees, we need everything that is now. But we have a technology to do something, to produce more in better way for everyone without destroying the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find this way. There are some people working hard. I know like many companies are doing this and they have like great profit. For example, I really love like Patagonia. I don't shouldn't do like publicity, but I love Patagonia because it's a brand that everything you buy from this brand, they show exactly the factory, and all the people on that factory
mm-hmm.
are with the good salary, and all the material is recycled material, and all the money that they, most of the money that they gain are not only like going on the pockets, but some of them they are spread to ecology.
Mm-hmm.
So they are doing great campaign, now they are doing this great campaign about the doom in a Balkanic country. They want to build 2000 hydropower. So they will destroy basically every wild river, and they are doing this campaign
against
us. They did the film, they did everything, they did the petition, and for example, they put like some money, I don't remember if it's 1% or 2% of what they sell in ecology. They buy like land, they help like indigenous, whatever. Mm. There are many companies like this. That they are really thinking like different.
Working on this.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. So are there many people around you who are mind-like you?
Because you attract the people that you are. So you are CEO, you attract CEO. Probably.
As well.
Yeah. But you are, you attract what you are. So the people that are with me, they are like I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have like all my friends pretty much are thinking like same as me.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that work like in environmental things, a lot of this. I have this Anna from Tasmania, she's working also this like field, like build a house in ecological way.
Well,
yeah.
Great. All right, Alessia, tell me about Brno. So what would you miss if you moved out of from Brno?
Well, Brno, for sure, I would miss this friendly atmosphere and this village atmosphere. Because in Brno, everyone knows everyone. You walk on the street and you say hi to 10 people.
You know, I guess exactly that's what you do.
Yeah. You can't be alone. Even when you hide, someone is going to find you.
Definitely. How many new people do you meet per day? I mean, the new ones, which, you know, those who you don't know yet. So how many new?
Well, every time I'm going out, pretty much I met some people. Sometimes I don't met them, but they remember me. They come after like 1 month, 2 months, and said, hey, you was the one that was at that concert and you jump on the stage and you hug the singer. And I said, yeah, that was me.
So do you know, do you have some estimate of the number, how many new people you can meet every day?
Every week I can meet like 2-3 new people, depends. Sometimes if I organize this meeting, I can meet around like 30 people.
Yeah.
Well. And like on Luzanki, when I'm organizing Luzanki during the summer, there are always like 20 people or 30 people new, and I must all the time try to remember the name.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do you remember the names well?
I remember pretty much all my friends that are with me. I remember the name, yeah.
Okay, so do you feel at home in Brno?
Yeah, I feel at home.
Yeah?
I would not change Brno. Yeah. I feel at home and I feel really great here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great to hear. And is there something that helped you to feel at home after you arrived?
I think Czech people are friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I find that they are friendly, and and one thing's really curious about Czech people, this make me really is like meat for the shark to me, and I will tell you what the Czech people, they are always afraid or shy, I don't know how, what to say, to do one step to do something. They are always like a little bit afraid. I can tell you some story. For example, there is a concert, they are afraid to stay in front.
Mm-hmm.
There is always space. And they don't dance most of the time if someone doesn't start.
Yeah.
Or they don't do something if someone doesn't do it. If, for example, I go to see a concert and they finish, and for example, I go to see a concert and it's raining this summer, I was to see this concert, it started to rain. Everyone, it was a summer, it was really hot, everyone was under like the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this amazing music, Balkan music, and I said, hey, it's summer, it's really warm. Why I can't take some rain? I just took away my shoes and I went to dance under the rain. And people, Czech people, was like pretty much watching me like, it's crazy what he's doing. But after like 2-3 songs, there came 50 people around me and we started to dance together.
So they
are like that.
I can find myself in this. Me as a Czech. So there's something in it, yeah.
So for example, I can do also another example. The bar, Nastojaka, Jakubiske Nameste.
Mm-hmm.
That bar, when open, there was no one sitting outside pretty much. They were on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But they was organizing every Monday and every week meeting there with like 20-30 people, and we started to sit pretty much on the square there.
Yeah.
And then after a while,
everyone
was sitting there.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to summer because the space is greater, and I always have a feeling that there is a sea behind somewhere close to them because there is such atmosphere that it looks like somewhere in Italy. So it's good to know that you started this movement of sitting up outside. Wow, beautiful. I have another question. Because you're Italian, you love Italian food. Is there something in particular, some Czech food which you love or hate?
I was like before I become a vegetarian, a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I was like quite okay with goulash and svichkova. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like vegan, vegetarian. I switch from weeks to weeks. So basically now I don't have such like great food. I mean, like
the meat.
Yeah.
All right. So how long has it been since you
I think it's like five years. I think.
Oh, wow. And how is it to be a vegan or vegetarian in Czech Republic or in Brno?
Well, it's fine now. In the last like years, there was like this huge movement of like people, and so there are like many restaurants. There is, for example, my kitchen across to my house. We know Petra together, you know, and so, and there are like many others. So it's like something is moving, and I think you know, they had like a really huge increase.
Yeah, I can feel it as well, and also people who are traveling from abroad to Brno, especially to Brno, they are telling me that, oh wow, such a big variety of places where to go if you're vegetarian or vegan. We don't have it in our country, or in even one lady from Vienna told me this, so I was like, okay, something special in Brno. Wow, beautiful. So what do you think about Czech women? Because you had a Czech girlfriend and...
Oh, well... they are, guys, they are laughing here.
Yeah, but the girls are Ukrainian.
Ah, no! Okay, so it's me and you now.
Yeah, tell me.
Well, they are really hard sometimes, I see. Really hard, they are like men. Like really like men, they can fight with boys, they can really be nasty with boys, they can really like they know what they want, I think.
Yeah
I think so.
That's interesting to hear.
Totally different from like Italy, from other country also. They are more like hard, I see.
Okay,
it's, I can't say anymore anything more because I have so many Czech friends here.
I'm waiting for some, you know, details that maybe you would like to know.
Write some message what you want to know.
Yeah, just guys, if you have some questions, just ask us, and I will get this question from
you know,
the girls. And
do you know when I came here in the beginning? I think it was 2009. I was like in a club, and two girls, they started to like fight together.
Really?
And they start to slap, and it was like fighting. I went in the middle, no wonder everyone was like watching, and I said, okay, they are slapping. I go in the middle, I will stop them. You know what? They slapped me. And I was like slapping like this, and I said, why? I didn't do anything, I just want like to stop, you know?
Yeah, Well, this guy is probably as well. And I have another question. You're quite, you know, extroverted person.
Yeah.
You're open-minded. So usually the stereotype of an IT guy is a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
So why did you choose to work in IT, and how the others see you?
Well, it depends who you are talking about, who can see me, because the manager, they hate me, I think, pretty much, because we have different, like, this cultural difference. The manager basically they say that we are like this, you don't have a space for nothing else. It's like this the rule. And when I find an idea, I said, hey look, we can do this. You know, they're always saying, oh, we did this for so long. Most of them, they are afraid to change. Not only Czech, but you know, like. And then they are, they don't like my enthusiasm. I had one manager that told me, you have too much enthusiasm. You have too much positive energy. You are laughing. It's not good. Mm. And it was like...
It's quite sad.
You know, there are like this. And when in some company, you see there is like everyone should dare to do growing the market, you know, to be like productivity and efficiency, nothing else in the middle. You can't have idea. And I made them ever more pissed off one day.
Why?
You know what I did? I did from one day to another. I had an idea with one of my friends, Bilal, that is watching the video, to make like on the community, mm-hmm. to make like a page for traveling, for people that need to like have like some friend in another city that maybe is the same company but they don't know. Mm-hmm. So exchange made, it came like this, and I just made like in 3 days this community. And yeah, I had like in 1 week 22,000 people.
Oh, wow.
On the community. So they called me from the headquarters. The marketing manager, he called me and he wanted to talk to me how I did and how I managed it. And then they moved it. I had like all week calling with this AI manager asking me how I managed it, how I make this stuff, how I make that. And there was like a lot of involvement, a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, writing, a lot of like also like really high people joined the community and writing and exchanging messages and people asking me, hey, you know, can you do publicity on your site for the traveling, that we are changing the policy of the traveling, you know, I had so my manager got so crazy.
Know if you could hear this.
Well, they got very crazy of the manager there because I bypassed them, I didn't say anything to them, mm-hmm. and they got on the eye, and for the first time they know in the quarter that it was Brno.
Ah, that we exist.
We exist.
Oh, wow.
They didn't do, I mean, directly from app. Yeah. So I was contacted by people from Canada, from US, from other, to make everything like perfect. And so I had like some feedback that I cannot say here.
That you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We have a question here from somebody on Facebook. Can you tell us the question?
Who is the
person? Who is asking? Can you tell us the question? I don't see it here, so if you can... Ah, here, I have it. Alessio. What do you think Czech people should be proud of? And also, since you mentioned you moved to the Czech Republic because of love, what is your love now?
Oh,
so two questions. Yeah, okay. First one is, what do you think Czech people should be proud of?
Well, they should be proud because they are really precise on doing things and really efficient, and everything is working really, really fine. And they have great, I think they are really, really good to manage like a business here in Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. I think they are really, really good. And I read an article 5 days ago that Prague is the 7th most rich city in European Union.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it because of Czechs, not because of the expats that live there?
Well, the expats that are living there are 25% of the workforce.
Uh-huh.
And some of them, most of them, I think, are like also Slovak. I saw the percentage is really, really high. I think half.
Yeah, yeah, it's
a lot. Like, half are like Slovak.
Okay.
But they are really, really good. I saw like the strategy, how they take the European fund and how they manage it. And it's really, 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 really interesting. And I think other countries, they should learn from Czech Republic how they manage it. They have like this Czech Invest.
Mm-hmm.
A Czech Invest basically is doing all the bureaucracy. When you want to invest in Czech Republic, they take funds from European Union and you just go there, you sign a couple of paper, nothing more, and in 1 day or 2 days, you have your company open here. They are really great to manage the infrastructure, then if you have like huge investment, and they are really good to give like investment from European Union.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember all this company that came here, they were like mainly paid by European funds, Then they have like this strategy that if there is like a zone like this close to Ostrava, Silesia,
mm-hmm.
where there is high unemployment, if you open a company there, you have basically more advantage than opening a company in Prague or in Brno.
Yeah.
They paid like the people that are working for, I don't remember how many months, they mm-hmm. pay the salary, and they have like some great strategy, I think.
Wow, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
So I have the second question was, and also since you mentioned you moved to the Czech Republic because of love, what is your love now?
My love now? I think, well, I'm thinking like from a couple of weeks and months that actually I need to feel connection more than like trying to find someone to don't be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So for me it's really important to have a really great connection with someone, really great energy. I don't like to complain, I like happiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I really like perfect connection. I mean, that's, we watch each other and we know, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you're looking for a perfect connection now?
Well, not perfect connection, but I look for a great energy and great connection. For me, it's really interesting the energy, mm-hmm. you know, of someone. I can't be with like toxic people or, you know, like,
yeah.
I need to like, really like feel alive now, every moment. So every time I'm doing something, I'm doing it now. In this moment, I am here and I am with Andrea. And with, I forget your name.
Veronica.
Veronica and?
Karina.
And I am here now and I'm enjoying the now. Really, I don't want to think to tomorrow, to the weekend, mm-hmm. because I could die when I go out from here, you know, so I want to enjoy now. And the people that are with me, that are coming, that are meeting, they know that every day when they come with me, I want to enjoy at the maximum, like it's my last day. So they know that I will do something crazy every time. They expect it.
So when they want to do something crazy, they call you and they say, okay, tonight I'm doing something crazy
yeah,
with you.
Yeah. For example, we went on a concert last week.
Uh-huh.
There was a concert and I was like dancing and I said to my friends, when he has last song, I will jump on the stage and I will hug him and I will take all people up. I will push all people up. When he finished, I jumped up, my friend followed, and then everyone followed us. Like I told you before, the check they don't do, but if you do, and if someone is doing, then they follow. So he had like a queue of people hugging him and he couldn't stay anymore on the stage. So he jumped down in the middle of like the dance floor
yeah.
and everyone was hugging him.
Oh,
this was like...
Beautiful. I think we have another question here.
So, thank you guys for the question.
Yeah, but I cannot see it here, so maybe if you can tell us.
Yes, this is a question from your friend, Andre Vismier, I don't know this.
Ah, Andre! Ah! Oh my god!
And he asks you how it was when you worked together.
Well, great. Andre, for example, is the one that I really enjoyed working with him.
Mm-hmm.
A really super open mind and someone that is, he want to do things and he make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really great mate. I really enjoyed with him. So,
yeah, so you're saying hi.
Hi, Andy, ciao.
Beautiful, all right. Oh yeah, now I have it here, so beautiful. So did you work together in like
Yeah, we worked together in my company. No, in IBM, yeah, we worked together and I think it was like 1 year or 10 months. And it was really straight, swing, hey, I have this idea, okay, let's do it. Even if it was like a pair
yeah.
to me, you know? But normally the idea is working like not pair, but like this. You know, you must tell to someone after you.
Yeah.
You can't do like pair. I mean, you know, if it's like brilliant, amazing, just for yourself, the idea, it must be always up.
And, yeah.
And sometimes you get lost, you know.
Of course. And tell me, Alessio, do you visit your family in Italy? How often? And maybe what do they think? Or you already mentioned that your friends were laughing at you when you decided to move to Czech Republic. So what about your family?
My family, I go like one time every 1 year, normally.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do surprise. I mean, they don't expect me. This is the best. I just send a message to my brother and say, hey, tomorrow I'm arriving. Don't say anything to my mother, to my father. I just go, you pick up me, and when we have a lunch all together on the like tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I will just hide behind you and I will say hi. And my mother said, oh my god, I'm having a stroke.
It's a big surprise.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so when we get, you mentioned your mom, when we get back to your childhood, who did you want to become? What was your dream?
I don't remember my dream when I was like child. What was my dream to become? No idea.
Singer or astronaut?
I don't think I had any of this dream.
No?
No idea.
And how did you get to the IT?
I was doing something else in Italy and I just get there, so I mean just by chance, let's say. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How come? How is that possible?
Yeah, because they were like looking for Italian, you know, that time. So it was basically for the language, you know.
Wow. Okay. So since then you stayed in,
The IT. I have a really great idea all the time. I'm really like creative with everything.
Uh-huh.
And this is like, you know, I really like it. You know, I really like ever like brainstorming with all people that are doing something. With these guys that are doing Guidex. We had so many brainstorming how to do things better, how to, you know, to manage everything, and it's really like, I feel really great when I can have like brainstorming with people, because I am having, for example, when we have like this huge meeting with people and they talk, and they just, and they ask someone want to say something, and I raise my hands without to have anything on my mind, and they just like push me to have like a question on the right moment when they put out my hands, you know?
Yeah.
And normally it's really like, I really enjoyed like how it's going, the discussion is really interesting.
Wow, great. I have a few last questions, so guys, if you have any more questions, just ask, because we are about to finish in a few minutes. And tell me, Alessio, I think you mentioned it quite always, you just say it like in the meantime during your answers, but if you could fit it into a few sentences, what are your life values?
Well, no, it's really, really hard. I mean, I based my life in friendship, in love, and helping like people, or helping like as much as I can other like people, and also I care really, I have a great respect for nature,
mm-hmm.
and for our mother heart, you know, this is like, I think I respect the natural more than everything. more than people most of the time. And you know, I grow plants. I really love going to the forest. I really like enjoying nature. Always like full respect. I like to go in the forest, and if I see like some trash, I can pick up mushroom in one bag and trash in the other, because nature is giving me something and I want to give something back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone should think to respect more nature, because it needed plants, trees, animals. They are like really special things. They are not just trees or animals, but they are like alive.
Mm.
There are trees of 500 years, or 200 years, or 100 years, and they are really so much powerful. They have so much energy, and when you are close, you feel that there's something like some great energy,
yeah.
You know, special energy.
And we cannot live without them.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So, Alessio, thank you very much for coming. We had quite a nice time, I would say.
How long it was?
It was 1 hour and 15 minutes.
1 hour and 15?
Yes.
Okay, I did a record probably. Oh my God.
So, guys, thank you very much for watching our Expat Talks with Alessio Datola, crazy Italian guys living in Brno for the last 12 years. Loving Bruno, loving his life, and spreading the good energy and love all around. And thank you very much again for watching and being with us on this Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks that you listened. If you are an expat in the Czech Republic who would like to be interviewed and share your story with other people, contact us. We are looking forward to meeting you in the next podcast. Have a great time.